My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It is a Patriots Monday on a tie Tuesday. And so Gerard Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots, coming up at 8:20 or thereabouts this morning. And the great Ty Law back on this show for yet another season. And we will talk to Ty Law about week one of the NFL season at 9 on this morning's show. This is Matt from Cranston, Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Wiggy, my wife and I are both UMass grads, so I want to know maybe at a home game if you want to partake in some devil's lettuce with us.
Oh.
All right, what is devil's lettuce?
Well, I mean, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission does not like when one talks about that.
All right.
It's your show prep. It's what you do in the morning.
Okay. I never heard that before.
And in the mid-morning and at lunch the afternoon and in the evening.
Yeah.
It's what you use to calm down
to relieve myself of any stress that might be out there.
Right. Yes.
I would say, listen. You can find me in Lot 11 down at UMass. I would partake in the devil's lettuce, but unfortunately on game day I try to stay as focused and locked in as I can.
Okay, good.
For watching my
kids
play.
You have a medical card though, so you're fine.
No, in Massachusetts you don't need a medical card.
Oh.
Are we gonna try to do a listener tailgate for a BC game after BC, Boston College, stunned the football world last night with a win?
I would like to. I wanted to do it even before the win. Even if they lost, I wanted to do it. But now, man, Wiggy has me so excited. During the break, he's going through the schedule. He's like, "I they've got a good chance."
Yeah.
A good chance. We're week one.
But that's such a huge night, too, for recruiting. Yeah. Like, the sole game, the last Monday without the NFL. You're the only game in town. Yeah. I bet you did a better number than the Sox last night. And that was just so spectacular. And it was so unimaginative. It wasn't this unbelievable game plan. It was just, they are what BC's always been great at. Awesome offensive line. Control the ball. You have a quarterback that's spectacular. And the defense is legit.
Yeah, the D is good.
Like, God, it was such a... I am so shocked that that is Boston College.
When I tell you, we played them in Tallahassee either my sophomore or junior year. And when we got on the flight after the game, people were just happy that no one died. Like, literally, it was such a bloodbath that people were worried about the players' safety from BC that nobody cared about the score. Like, we got on the plane. It was the most depressing flight back and, you know, 1 a.m. And the fact that from then to... That's why I was so excited last night and I'm so excited this morning. It's because that's my last memory in Tallahassee, and to see them go out there and be able to do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we'll work on it with Bill O'Brien. He'll be on the show Thursday morning. So we'll work on some kind of, maybe we'll do a foundation fundraiser tailgate thing. And maybe if we do it early enough, Bill O'Brien can come out and give us a rah-rah
alma mater. We'll do a live version. Curtis on the drums.
I love it.
On For Boston.
And we're going to need to extend him soon because there are going to be teams calling for him already.
This is Dave from Nashua. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, Greg. Great show.
Thank you.
I thought I saw... excuse me. I wanted to start over. Chris Curtis, thank you for... welcome back home.
Oh, thank
Sorry.
You.
Sorry. I'm a first thing in the morning. I'm a mess.
Same.
I thought I saw you on my trip last week.
Oh.
Ooh, where were you?
You in Greece?
I was, yes. I was in Greece. I was not in Greece. I wish I was. It sounds lovely.
Oh, you have a doppelganger.
Curtis has a doppelganger.
Was I happier?
The guy looked just like you, then I had to do a triple take. I'm like, boy, he let us see it grow a little bit, but looks like him.
Oh, yeah, well, poor guy. No, there's only one. Sadly, it's me.
I'd like to go to Greece.
Me too.
Never been to Greece.
I would like to as
place
well.
Looks, Santorini looks beautiful.
Yeah.
But then they did this thing, like, on social media. You know how they always show, like, the beautiful pictures from there?
Huh?
Then they showed what it really looks like, and the place is an absolute zoo. It looks.
Jeez, wait a minute. Are you saying social media is a lie?
Oh, no, no, no. I've never been to Santorini, but I guess there's a lot of people there that go, and it gets crowded and all that stuff.
It's a tourist trap.
Yeah, but when you see it on social media, like, they're always showing it. They don't show that side
of it. I know.
It
looks so great.
I think you're probably better off staying
like
on.
Looks like there's five people over there.
Well,
you get there, there's like 100.
But you went to the Amalfi Coast, right?
Yes, I went to the Amalfi Coast.
Was it jam-packed?
No, it really wasn't. Not when I went.
That's why I think Santorini is more like they don't show you that element of it.
By the way, I had a great time over the weekend. I went to a place I had never been before, Kituit.
Are they going to say Springfield?
No, on the Cape. Beautiful spot.
Looked gorgeous.
It was great. Great recommendations from the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped on the way down at the Lobster Trap. Had a delicious lobster roll down there. Went to the Chart Room, the legendary Chart Room. Had some Clams Casino on Saturday after Sunday afternoon, whatever it was. Saw our good friend Jay Miller over at the Courtyard.
And then on a boat. Looked very nice.
Went on Jay Miller's boat, Wiggy.
DMs was driving. Not bad.
Yes.
Love to drive a boat.
Yeah, DMs. Jay let DMs drive the boat. It was great. It was an so many incredible places that you always go to you go to Falmouth, you go to Hyannis, but beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah.
Kituit. So it was a lot of fun. Went to the Coop, which is what they call their little store there. Curtis got some steak tips, threw them out on the grill. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. My prediction is the steak tips at the Coop were probably $30 a pound.
Absolute disaster, though. Bullet.
Oh, no.
Got stung by three yellow jackets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and
for
you would have thought that there was, it was like the lead up to the movie with... Macaulay Culkin. What's that? My girl?
Oh, stop. I can't think about that movie.
DMs was in an absolute panic. DM's mom was trying to get Suri to tell her where the nearest 24-hour vet place was. And that, said DMs was very, very upset about the whole thing. But it turned out fine.
He's okay.
He's fine.
Where did he get stung?
In his nether area.
Oh, no.
Did you have to suck out the needle?
I did not suck the poison
out,
no. I did not, Curtis.
Venom?
No. But it was just an absolute terrifying moment.
I have to say that Bullet's Instagram does not take very beautiful photos of Bullet, but not always getting Greg in the most flattering of lights.
Well, what you missed last week is that Bullet and DMs has introduced Greg to Chapel Roan, and he's a big fan.
Yeah, I do. I love
Pink Pony Club.
I love the Pink Pony Club.
Greg is a Pink Pony boy.
Yeah.
I leave for a week and I have a new host.
Yeah. you could, if you want, you can follow Bullet on Instagram, Beantown Bullet.
Yeah, I follow.
Oh. Speaking of Beantown, are we going to address at some point this morning the text message from the governor of the Commonwealth that was an absolute shot over the bow of the SS Wiggins?
Yeah, I saw that.
Are we going to discuss that at some point?
Tell her to come into the city first before she says that.
I would tread lightly, considering she's going to be the AG if Kamala wins.
all right. Well, anyway, we have a lot to get to on this morning's show, including this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
and your lead. Hello, good morning.
Good.
I didn't get to listen yesterday because I was on the Cape. How was the show yesterday?
It was good. Me and Fitzy had a nice little time. Yeah, 3 hours flew by like it was nothing, you know?
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well done.
A lot of football talk, so if you weren't listening, you can go back, find that on the Odyssey app, okay. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
And this Sunday, don't you have a show?
I'll be making an appearance on the WEI NFL or Football Sunday.
Whoa!
So.
Jeez, man on the double come up.
All right.
Okay. All right.
You know, just, you know, Greg, doing what I can.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Getting as many reps as I can here. Yeah. Ken offers me an opportunity. I'm going to jump at it, you know?
Any kind of an additional appearance fee for doing that, or is that on the schneid?
You know, that's a discussion between Ken and I think.
All right. Okay.
Or maybe somebody over Ken's head. Who knows?
Okay.
Run it up the flagpole.
Yeah, I got to run that up the flagpole.
Okay. All right. We'll see how you do, and maybe you'll find a little something extra in your paycheck down the road.
You know what, Greg? Honestly, I get to talk ball for a couple hours. Yeah. All I want, I'll take a block of cheese. That's good payment, I think.
Don't maybe throw that out. That's discounted parking at the Prudential Center garage.
Right. It's either that or stay home in some kind of leather S&M outfit and get beaten up by your girlfriend. So
That's not really a Sunday thing, Greg. Sunday's a day of rest.
That's the Lord's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
How dare you?
Okay.
Rest up from Saturday's affairs.
Oh, God in heaven.
But so my lead this morning is actually, you kind of brought it up already a little bit here, Greg. There's been some simmering voices here and there about the Patriots possibly making a run at the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. Yes. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, who I was with yesterday, was one of those voices.
Oh, he was.
Yes. I don't buy it. I got to tell you. I think the mortal lock of the century might be every Patriots team total under until Drake May hits the field. I will take the under 40.5 in that Patriots-Bengals game. It is just shy of a week away. I'll make the bet now. Don't care. It is the lowest total on the board for a reason. The Patriots, I don't know, will score more than 10 points. I'm pretty sure that they may not even average 10 points a game over the first 4 weeks of the season.
You think six of them they get on D?
They might. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if six of their points resulted in Joe Burrow fumble because of a sack or interception that led to a field goal after the offense couldn't move. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, that's kind of the way this is going to go. I don't think the offense is going to be very good, even against a bad Cincinnati defense. So 8.5 points is a lot. I would stay away. I just love the under in this game, and that I will bet it till the cows come home.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Curtis, welcome back.
It is so good to be back, and at one point, I was within a couple buttons of calling into this show because the revisionist history about the quarterback controversy created by Gerard Mayo vis-a-vis Bill Belichick was so inaccurate. Bill Belichick single-handedly created a controversy when he responded to a question by me of if healthy, will Mac be the starter when he returns by saying, I don't answer to hypothetical questions. He did answer to the hypothetical question when it was Cam Newton and Matt Castle. Bill Belichick, his entire career was alienating quarterbacks all the way back to Bernie Kosar, through Drew Bledsoe, through Tom Brady, through Mac Jones, up and down the list. I don't know if Gerard Mayo is going to be a great coach. odds are he probably won't have a long career because it's really hard, and this team is not very talented. But to say that Gerard Mayo is somehow in over his head because of the way in which he's handling the quarterback room is just to ignore the last 3 years. The reason Gerard Mayo is where he is because Bill Belichick screwed up the quarterbacks 3 straight times from the end of Brady to Cam Newton to Mac Jones. So I just feel like there's enough crap that Mayo's going to have to deal with. But to say that he is in somehow over his head because he mishandled the announcement of the starter is, to me, to ignore what has been going on here the last 3 years. So I don't know. I don't know if Gerard Mayo is going to be great, but Bill Belichick royally effed up the quarterback room, and that's why Mayo's here in the first place.
Hmm. All right. Excellent lead, Curtis.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We have decided, or I have decided.
I have decided.
Another one. I said it's not Gerard Mayo's decision. Right again.
All right. Gerard Mayo on this show at about 8:20 or 8:30 this morning. And we will return with the rest of our leads next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.